All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on this girl that's going viral right now. She, I think, worked at Chick-fil-A. It was Chick-fil-A that she worked at. And it was like, it was just more so the way she was looking in her videos. And that's what's mainly been going viral because I don't know. I feel like she was looking crazy. Okay. Like I thought like, you know, that was going to be a bad thing saying that, but no, like the girl, all I'm saying is that if I go into a restaurant and somebody's looking at me like that, I'm like, I'm leaving because they about to show out. Nah, I'm not trying to see what their version of showing out is. Cause I feel like if they looking like that, I can only imagine what they show out is. And so, yeah, so I'm like, I ain't even going forward with that person, but it was a joke. You know, she was doing it for comedy reasons. And so anyways, she's doing this video goes viral. I guess she had like numerous videos that went viral because I found out about her being fired from Chick-fil-A for doing these videos because I had made like my own meme out of it. So like, if you guys know what CapCut is this editing software that you can use for TikTok where it allows you to like take a video and then you get the person's face and then you copy it to whatever your preferred background is. And so what I did, I have like this background saved into my photos on my phone where it's like a GameStop store. So the meme was when you go into GameStops or when you tell the GameStop's employee you don't want the Power Up Rewards card, because I think we can all, if we've all been in like an avid like GameStop shopper, yes, you went into that store at some point in time and then people were trying to hassle you into buying them Power Up Reward cards. In fact, I can tell you guys a story right now about the time when the guy was trying to hassle me about one of those cards. I think some of you guys may know of this story, but for those that are new to this podcast, so anyways, Saints Row the Third just came out. This is like back in like 2011, I believe. I think that's when the game came out. But so anyways, I played the crap out of Saints Row 2. Saints Row 2 will forever be probably one of the best open world games of all time. There's not too many games that can top it. Like, that's a game where I'm like, if they were to remaster that game today, you best believe I would be. You would think they would have remastered that instead of coming out with, like, multiple versions of Saints Row the Third. I was like, fam, you guys literally have a gold mine right there. Why are you guys not remastering that game? Hopefully, if they do come out with a newer Saints Row game, because I know they did pretty much like start the whole series all over again. They should have it where, well, actually, no, I think they sold the rights. And I think that's why they came out with this new version. So I would like to just see it at some point in time. They remaster that Saints Row 2 game. The one that came out, like, I think it was in 2009 or something. But so anyways, so I go up there, I get Saints Row the Third because they were blowing it up. They were coming out with all these different trailers. I remember they used Kanye West's song Power for one of the trailers. And I was like, oh, I have to get this game. I got the money. I'm up. I seen that GameStop, somebody must have bought it and they didn't like it. So they went ahead and sold it. So it was a little bit cheaper. Instead of it being $59.99, I think it was like $54.99. Okay, cool. I saved myself some bucks. So I go up there. I'm trying to get the game. Guys all like, would you like to get the Power Up Rewards card? I'm like, nah, man, I'm cool on that. He was like, well, you know, if you get the card right now, then you get to save yourself some money and things. I'm like, nah, man, it's cool. You know, I just want the game. He was like, well, you could come back later and then get the game, but then get the card right now. I do not want this card. What part of that do you not understand? I just told you no. What kid do you know goes up to a GameStop to get a Power Up Rewards card? And this is in the time and era where we had PlayStation, I believe they had one, PlayStation 1, 2, 3, Xbox, Xbox 360. You got all these games in here, and you really think a kid is going to use his last few dollars to buy a Power Up Rewards card? Fam, do you know how difficult it is for me to make money at my age? It was like 2011, so I was like 14, 15 at the time when that game came out. I'm like, do you realize how difficult it is for me to get money? I gotta go and do all these extra things around the house. I gotta sell video games that I shouldn't even have sold in the first place. I gotta do all these, I gotta use a couple of dollars from lunch money to save that up. Do you realize the time and trouble that I went through to come up here and buy this video game? And you think I am going to leave here with a card? What kid do you know goes up there, gets a card? You think I'm gonna be able to play this card? No, fam, I don't care about saving money. I am a kid. I am a child. I'm saying, like, that's something where it's like, you have to understand that. Like, no, you have to understand that a kid is not going to go up to GameStop's for a Power Up rewards card. Maybe the parents, but not the kid, okay? The kid wants to play video games. They ain't gonna play no card. Do you realize how sad I would have been? I go all the way up there, I get that card, I come back home, and I'm not playing no new video game. But guess what? I'm saving myself a couple of dollars. Like, he was telling me, he did the math, told me how much money I would have saved, and I'm like, okay, you told me all this information, and I still don't care. I'm still going to leave, unless you're going, what, you're going to prevent me from buying this game? I'm like, all right, then, cool. Then I'll take my business elsewhere and things, or just bring my parent up here. You don't want to deal with a black parent, because when that black parent sees that their kid is upset and somebody else done caused it, and they're an adult themselves, yes, now you're going to have to deal with the parent, all right? So, anyways, that guy, so he gets mad because I didn't want to buy the card, slams my game on the counter. I snatched it, but I was looking around at stuff because I was like, I want to push something over. I really want, if something like that would have happened today, I guarantee and promise you I've been banned from that GameStop's. That's something where I'm like, no, you're crazy. And that guy, like, no, he was seriously crazy. I remember another time I went up there, and I was like, when I seen he was up there, I was like, I ain't even going to buy no game. I ain't even going to ask for nothing. I'm like, I'm just going to look around until my, because it was like, yeah, my mom, she was at, like, I think it was Macy's or something, shopping around and stuff. So I said, hey, I'm going to go over to GameStop's and look at games because I really don't care for looking at women's fashion and stuff. That's your choice. All right. So I'm going to look at something that I like. So I went over to GameStop's, looking through the shelves and things. So this old dude comes in, and then the guy that was giving me a hard time about the card, he's working there and stuff. So I was like, I ain't going to ask for no game. I'm like, even if I see a game that I really want, I ain't going to go through all that trouble. So anyways, old dude walks in there, and he's all like, hey, do you have, I think it was Resident Evil 6 or something. I can't remember exactly which Resident Evil it was. But so anyways, so he, so the old dude asked the GameStop's guy, that the one that was giving me a hard time, and he was all like, oh, that Resident Evil isn't all that good. You might want to get this Resident Evil. That Resident Evil is a lot better. I played both, and I actually like this one a lot more. And I'm like, do you think this old dude, again, why do you think people travel out their way to hear your opinion? You know, I might sound a little rude when I say this, but I'm like, fam, where does it say in any inch of this store that your opinion matters? It does not, okay? Good day to you, sir, but give me my product, all right? I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about what game you like. I don't care about none of that. If I come up there for a game, I'm trying to get a game. Yeah, that guy, so the old dude walked out. He didn't even do business there. I was like, hey, shout out whoever that old dude is. Shout out to you, all right? Because, nah, man, that was just crazy that guy was carrying on like that. So, but, bro, that, it was so many different times. I'm like, you still even hear it today at times where it's like you go up there and you get in the game and they are like, hey, would you like to renew your Power Up Rewards card? Sometimes I do, but most of the time I'm like, it usually takes me a while to just be like, all right, I guess, you know, I mean, it's just something where it's like, if it's going to save me some money on buying this game, then cool, but I guess, you know. But anyways, man, I'm telling you, they will be hassling you over that card. So that was what the meme was. It was the girl's face, and then it was, she was looking all crazy and stuff, and then, yeah, then it was, you know, the whole meme. So anyways, then that's when I found out that the girl got fired from Chick-fil-A for doing these videos. What trips me out is that you always hear good things about Chick-fil-A. And that's something where I'm like, it confuses me because she's helping your guys' business out. I know a lot of people are going to probably try to, like, jump to the defense of Chick-fil-A saying, oh, well, she shouldn't have her phone out at work. Fam, everybody's going to have their phone out at work. I refuse to believe that there's that Barney Fife employee that does everything by the book, and they don't bring that. Everybody brings their phone. I guarantee and I promise you, if the Andy Griffin Show would have came out in this day and age, Barney Fife would have been on his phone while on duty. There, that's something where I'm like, no, there is not one person in this world that is employed at whatever business establishment that exists, and they have not pulled their phone out. I refuse to believe that. There is nothing that a person can tell me where in the opposite of that. Everybody done brought their phone out at work. At the old job that I worked at, the cafe in Seattle, on my phone every single day. Never, well, was I caught? I think I was caught once. But other than that, I was caught by a manager that they was also on their phone Everybody is on their phone during work hours. Point blank, period. So my thing is this. She's helping your guys' business blow up. Because everybody's going to be wondering, wait a minute. Where does this girl work at? Oh, I could tell by that establishment. She works at Chick-fil-A. So we got to go up there and we got to do business. We got to buy some food. We got to... Because my thing is this. That's something where it's like, how is it that you guys don't think of that? How is it that you guys... like? Because as I look at it, it's like if I got a... famous celebrity working with us, and that's how I look at it. Girl's a famous celebrity. If she's working for us, yeah, probably at some point in time she would have quit. But I'm saying though, it's like you put this girl in a conflicting like situation where it's like now, because I'm gonna tell you guys this right now with TikTok. I guess if anybody's wondering, like, well, yeah, she could just survive off of TikTok. You don't make a whole lot of money off of TikTok. I guess it really depends on how many followers you have, but. If my thing is this, you know, I would imagine if she's not all that big and successful with TikTok, I'd imagine that job at Chick-fil-A was paying a lot better than TikTok. Because I can tell you guys right now where I'm at with money making on TikTok. Yeah, I got, focus on brand deals, Twitch streaming, YouTube and all that. Because TikTok, out of all of the content creating platforms that I post on, I have to say TikTok will probably be the one, maybe podcasting, but it's like neck and neck and things, you know, it's like them and their two, but I feel like, I don't know, I have to do the math. I probably have made more money on TikTok compared to podcasting, but it could be the other way around. I don't know. But anyways, but I just think that that's silly, though. You're firing somebody for promoting your guys' business. You know, yes, at the same time, it's like she's promoting herself, but it's like she's also promoting your guys' business. Why fire her? Because now people are going to look at it as like, you just put this girl in a messed up situation where now she's worried. Because I wonder, hold on for a second. Let me see. A girl fired from Chick-fil-A for hair color? Are you serious? That's crazy. That is crazy. There is no way possible somebody's out here getting fired for their hair color and stuff. That is wild. No, that says 16-year-old is still understand how blonde hair color and braids were deemed. Are you serious? This girl got braids and it's blonde. I'm thinking like, okay, did she come in there with like, what, blue, pink, orange, like neon green, like glow in the dark, like she got some Naomi from WWE, like she got like some flashing lights in her hair? If not that, then it's like, fam, you're firing this girl for that's crazy. But there is like, hold on for a second. Oh, so the girl's name is Gina. Okay, so Gina Chick-fil-A. They don't like really be having no chick. So they guy where her like she is like no Chick-fil-A sauce girl. And it's like, yeah, it's like your guys' name is literally in the title. It's like that's crazy. But it's like, it don't even look like she's really on like social media like that. Maybe she wasn't even being posting it off of her own account and stuff. She was just posting it like through a friend or something. If that's the case, then it's like, fam, it ain't even me that's posting it. It's my friend that's posting it. And it's like, how do I get fired for something that my friend is doing? That is crazy. That is some crazy stuff. Cause I'm sitting down thinking about that. I'm like, if my friend comes through to my workplace and I'm working, it's not like I'm like, oh, let me step away real quick so I could go record this video. I am actively working, but yeah, I'm, you know, doing something. I'm multitasking where I'm like, I can do that video and work at the same time and stuff. And I get fired and it ain't even through me. It ain't even me that's posting the videos. That's crazy. So the girl wasn't even on her phone. It had to, because it's like when you look, let me just look it up again, because they did have her whole name and stuff. So I don't know. Oh, so wait a minute, this might be her like social media account. Who are these people? That's not even the person. They done brought up a completely different, oh wait a second, here we go. Okay, because I was about to say, I was like, fam, that's not even, they had somebody else pop up, and I'm all like, yeah, they're a content creator, but they're doing content that's like meant for, you know, the adults and stuff, you know, so, but yeah, it's like, she, that she only got like 500,000, a little over 500,000 followers and stuff. So I'm saying like that, I think that's just kind of messed up though. I personally think that's messed up. This girl, it's like she's out here just, you know, trying to survive. And it's like, fam, you're firing her because she's promoting your guys' business. That's some stuff where I'm like, I don't know about Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is one of those businesses where I'm all like, hey, you know, if I don't eat at your guys' restaurant for a while, like, it's something where I'm like, you have to understand, you're putting people in messed up situations. Like, everybody has always said good things about Chick-fil-A, and you guys fired somebody because they were promoting your business. I don't get, now she ain't gonna be promoting your guys, but I guarantee and I promise you there's a lot of people that's all like, I ain't gonna fool with Chick-fil-A no more. Like, let's say this girl, she really blows up, right? She really blows up, she makes a name for herself, she's being, like, you know, like, broadcast on, like, across TV shows, like, people are inviting her in guest shows, all this other stuff. Like, this girl is blowing up, okay? She's like the Taylor Swift of TikTok, okay? Let's just throw that out there. Taylor Swift of TikTok. And they ask her, like, you know, how did you rise to fame? Like, what happened? If this girl comes out and says, I was working at Chick-fil-A, my friend, they, you know, say that I was always entertaining, so they came in, they wanted to do a video, I was just, you know, having fun, but at the same time, you know, or yeah, so they, I was having fun, they fired, or yeah, Chick-fil-A seen the videos, they fired me, you know, I had to sell my things. Like, if this girl tells a sad story because of Chick-fil-A firing her, I guarantee and I promise you, Chick-fil-A, no, they gonna get blacklisted. They gonna be like, nope, you, we ain't doing business. And they gonna be, a lot of people are like, we ain't doing business with you. I'm saying, because that's some messed up stuff, man. That's some serious messed up stuff, so. But anyways, with that being said, I wish nothing but the best for that girl. You know, I think I am going to drop her a follow and stuff on TikTok, because nah, man, that's messed up. That's seriously messed up to get fired because you're promoting somebody. So anyways, because that's how I see it. You know, yes, the girl, she is, you know, promoting herself more so. But I'm saying, she's at Chick-fil-A's establishment. That's like me being banned. Call of Duty banning me because I'm making comedy skits within their videos. That wouldn't even make any, or yeah, within their video game. That doesn't even make any sense when I'm promoting you guys at the same time. So people are gonna see that, and people are gonna want to jump up and buy Call of Duty and stuff. So, which means in this situation, people are gonna be wanting to eat at Chick-fil-A if they see this girl is shop. That, yeah, that's or yeah, working there. But yeah, I just think that that's wild to be doing some stuff like that. So anyways, yeah, thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.